The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. The latest skirmish in the political fight over the carbon tax played out in a Commons committee today. The federal government will increase the tax and the rebates that go with it on April 1st. But federal conservatives and a number of provincial premiers are campaigning hard against it. Tom Perry has more.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
The Commons Committee on Government Operations was supposed to be examining department spending. Instead, its conservative chair opened the floor to conservative premiers to take aim at Ottawa's price on carbon.
I don't want to make this a political discussion. I want to make it about, you know, we all don't like the carbon tax.
New Brunswick Premier Blaine Higgs says Ottawa needs to focus on helping larger countries with higher emissions cut their greenhouse gases. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith is raising her province's gas tax on April 1st, but says the federal tax is hurting Canadians.
This isn't just reckless, it's immoral and it's inhumane.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the premiers and conservative leader Pierre Poilievre are misleading Canadians on the federal levy, that with carbon rebates, most Canadians come out ahead. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
RCMP in Saskatchewan say four members of the same family were the victims of a murder-suicide last weekend. Their bodies were discovered on a rural property near Newdorf, about 130 kilometers east of Regina. The Mounties say a 67-year-old man and a 58-year-old woman, along with their 30-year-old son, were killed. The fourth victim, a 34-year-old man, died from self-inflicted injuries. Their names were not released. A judge has found that the federal government failed to properly consult with individual Alberta Métis settlements. In a ruling today, the court quashed parts of a 2022 agreement between the feds and the Métis Nation of Alberta. The government has been ordered to go back and consult with the communities that filed the court challenge. Fort McKay Métis Nation President Ron Quintal says the decision opens the door for Métis settlements to negotiate directly with the federal government.
Most Métis communities in Alberta had no choice but to choose to join the Métis Nation of Alberta. Our model allows us to be able to stand on our own and have those have rights and benefits with resource development and health and what have you through the federal government directly to the communities.
A lawyer for the Métis Nation of Alberta says his client is glad that the overall agreement is still intact and that the judge only rejected certain sections. He says they are still reviewing the decision and determining whether or not to file an appeal. Former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Last fall, he was convicted of fraud and conspiracy after his trading platform FTX declared bankruptcy. The scheme was described by one prosecutor as one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. Anise Haidari has more.
Umbrellas were out as Sam Bankman-Fried's parents left court on a rainy Thursday. They just found out their son, otherwise known as SBF, is heading to prison for more than two decades. Bankman-Fried ran one of the world's most popular trading platforms for digital cryptocurrency, FTX. After its collapse, he was convicted of fraud and conspiracy in November, finding his company tried to patch over big drops in crypto values using customer deposits.
The prosecution was able to show multiple times.
Cryptocurrency watchers like Stephen Ehrlich of Forbes say part of what drove this sentencing was a pattern of behavior.
Sam had the opportunity to do the right thing, to come clean, and he chose not to do so.
The judge in the U.S. District Court also ordered SBF to forfeit more than $11 billion U.S. dollars, which could go to some of the victims. Anise Haidari, CBC News, Calgary.
Statistics Canada says the country's economy grew by 0.6% in January, better than expected. Early estimates suggest the modest growth trend will continue into the spring. Manufacturing appears to be the biggest factor. StatsCan says the sector continues to rebound after a steady decline in the final months of 2023. That is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.